Changing gears, we're going to go and talk to Republican candidate for Secretary of State Clark Stith. He's a business attorney in Rock Springs, where he's also been the chair of the Sweetwater County Republicans. He's one of four candidates running for the office. One of the things Stith would like to do is actually make some downsizing in the Secretary of State's office.
Sure. Here's the specific area inside the Secretary of State's office that I would like to streamline is in the business division, because right now you have about a third of the employees there are working in a mostly paper-based white-collar assembly line type of work. It's a process that hasn't changed much in a couple of decades. Even the federal courts, by contrast, you can do online original filing. What I would like to do is to take that division and provide for online original corporate filings. That would provide both better customer service because legitimate companies could get formed same day, whereas now it takes at least 5 days processing time, and with the mail, often it's 10 days. So we'd have better customer service while making the process less labor intensive.
So you just wouldn't frankly need some of those people.
That's right. And these are all good people. They're mostly college-educated people in their 20s and 30s, and the idea is that you would set them free to go off and do other things. And this is a process that would be done in an orderly, deliberate fashion. This is not walk in and just point at people and say you're fired. That's not the point. What you do is you update it and bring it into the 21st century. I mean, after all, what's the alternative to keep a paper-based process forever? I don't think that quite makes sense. It fits into a larger notion that our government sector is just a bit larger than it needs to be.
One of the things that a lot of the candidates have talked about is beefing up the technology and modernizing the office a little bit. I wonder if you would ever consider shifting some of the positions from that particular division and putting it into things that would look into fraud, shell companies, that sort of thing.
Sure. Well, that is in my small government toolkit. The first tool is to create this express lane for legitimate companies to do same-day online filing. But the second tool in this small government toolkit is to create a dead end for phony companies. Quite amazingly, it's estimated by the Secretary of State's office that 3/4 of the companies that call Wyoming home have no genuine business tie to Wyoming. I don't think that's necessarily healthy. I don't think Wyoming should sell its good name for a $100 filing fee.
Clark Stith visiting with us. He's a Republican candidate for Secretary of State. One of the banes of my existence, Clark, is when I cover elections and we see, there's a bottleneck somewhere in a particular county, or maybe we don't get results back as quickly as possible. Selfishly thinking as perhaps a broadcaster here working on election night, but I'm curious about that. Do you think there's ways to maybe get that information done out quicker and maybe get the votes counted a little bit better than we're doing that now, not only from a statewide standpoint, but even maybe providing some leadership to some of the counties?
As you know, Bob, the Secretary of State is the chief elections officer of the state of Wyoming. Each of the county clerks in the 23 counties are the chief elections officer for their respective counties. So it is a matter of coordinating with all 23 counties. I believe the county clerks do a good job. They work very hard on election day to make sure they get the results right. I think preserving the integrity of the process is extremely important. The elections division runs pretty smoothly, runs pretty well. A lot of resources are put into that. Certainly, one of my goals would be to coordinate with the county clerks to make sure that we can get all of the precincts reporting and get the results as quickly as possible. To the extent that we can add technology for that so that you have real-time reporting, that would be an upgrade that would make sense to me.
What are there other changes or other things you'd like to bring to the Secretary of State's office?
Sure. To weed out the phony companies, I think it might be easier than first appears. My proposal would not require any new government employees, would not require any new money, really. You would just add two lines to the corporate form. First line would ask whether this company has genuine business ties to Wyoming, and if it does, then Wyoming is business friendly, and so I would not want to harass or hassle people who are legitimately doing business here where they own land here. Whereas if someone is in Argentina or Eastern Europe and they want to form a limited liability company, I believe it's fair to ask them to disclose who their beneficial owners are. By asking that, the good actors, people who are doing legitimate business in foreign countries or out of state, they should not mind identifying who the true beneficial owners are, whereas the bad actors should self-select out. So it's a way to weed out the hundreds, if not thousands, of companies that may be trading on Wyoming's good name. The third, the other piece in this toolkit deals with securities regulation. It's a little known aspect of the Secretary of State's office that the Secretary of State is the regulator for the state version of the securities laws. And the federal government has just changed securities laws to make crowdfunding legal. And that could be used in connection with properly balanced public-private partnerships to revitalize downtown areas by providing private capital for revitalization of downtown areas. It gets a bit complicated, but that would be a way to a tool that Secretary of State could provide to local communities.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one last thing before we let you go. State lands, certainly a big thing that all the top five elected officials have to deal with. What's your position on the sale of state lands and maybe the disposition of them? Would you favor selling them?
Our current system of multiple use works. I don't believe it would be fair, for example, to a rancher with an agricultural lease to suddenly demand that the rancher pony up cash to pay for it. So our current system of multiple use works. I do not want any net increase in state lands, but our current system of allowing multiple use, I believe, works. So I think that if we engaged on an aggressive program of just selling state lands, that would could rip the rug out from underneath the investment-backed expectations of people who, say, for example, have bought a ranch with a state grazing lease, for example, being a significant portion of the value.
Clark Stith is Republican candidate for Secretary of State. Pleasure chatting with you, and good luck on the rest of the campaign, and thank you for joining us.
Bob, thank you very much.